It's very nice to see brothers and sisters who have attended tonight. It's good to see new faces, mashallah. Earlier we had said a quote from Imam Khomeini. I think it would be nice for us to go ahead and repeat it for the latecomers. But don't get used to it. I won't start repeating questions for latecomers. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So Imam Khomeini, he has this very profound quote where he says, "Whisper to your heart that everything you do is done in the presence of Allah." We also have a new edition this week. It's called Headlines. And so for this part, I would like to, we would like to invite Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom once again with a loud sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, respected scholars, students of the Hawza of Qom. So I've taken the liberty of choosing some of the headlines, and I'd just like to read them to you today, inshallah. As followers of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, one of the noble ahadith that we find in our traditions from him is that one who wakes up in the morning and is not aware or concerned about the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim. It really does startle one to see that we often are completely disconnected and unaware of what is happening in the world. Especially as Hausa students, we need to know what's happening. And so I would like to thank the honorable organizers of this event and say Jazakallah for this idea and for giving me the opportunity to read these headlines. So the first of them is from RT, and it says that the UK government has launched an immediate investigation into the abuse in schools after 11,000 alleged victims post testimonies online. That's 11,000 children that have been abused in the UK. Now, this is a phenomenon that we see unraveling all over Europe and the West, generally speaking. And it's something that is very, very concerning. Obviously, child abuse is something that happens all over the world. However, we see in the West a phenomenon unfolding. If anybody is keeping an eye on the news, you'll see that there is a trend of pedophilia. There is a trend of attacking children. It is not just a question of hijab and protecting our young sisters and our children generally, but it is a question of recognizing that the system itself, the system of America, the system of the West, the governments, there is a trend and a way in which the entire society has been moved and pressured towards the breaking up of the foundations of family structure. And we see that this bighayrati has become more and more prevalent. These headlines, such as this, are just the symptoms of the disease which exists, and it's something that we need to be aware of. The second headline is also from RT. It says that YouTube blocks and then unblocks a highly popular RT Arabic channel. This again is a trend that we see happening, especially in the, we say AC and BC now. AC is after Corona, BC is before Corona. In the after Corona, and by the way, this whole era that we're living in, we have to remember that this has all started after Shahid Qasim Soleimani. After that fateful incident where our beloved Shahid became Shahid, we see that there has been a huge shift towards just cutting out any other alternative viewpoints that exist out there. Every day you see headlines like this where people are being blocked. Mind you, RT is a secular channel, it's not even religious. If they are having such a heavy hand with secular channels, imagine what they're doing with the religious channels. The next headline is from Al-Manar. It says that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said that Ansarullah will never accept Saudi royal deception. KSA must lift blockade on Yemen in parallel with ceasefire. Another headline from Al-Manar, it says that Israeli army panicked by shepherds on Lebanon border, Hezbollah fighters in disguise. I mean, we're used to seeing Israel cower and get scared of little things like that, but it's something to keep our eyes on. They're getting more and more panicky as the time progresses.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Khamenei Rehber! Merkber Zidde Velayet Ehli! Merkber Amerika! Merkber İngiliz! Merkber Munafiqin Kuffar! Merkber İsrail!
The next headline is again from Al-Manar. It says that Hezbollah has deployed troops even at the Russian military base in Syria. This is the expansion of our power now up there, our hard power, that is. Press TV, Rouhani says that US is failing to seize the golden chance for the win-win bargain on Iran deal. No comment. Press TV also announced that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said that Zionist American Axis is still harboring the Nile to Euphrates dream. Remember the dream of the greater Israel that Israel has always had, the Zionist entity has always had. It's still on their minds and they're still trying to accomplish it. And then another headline from Press TV is Sheikh Zakzaki trial continues. It's very important to keep in mind that honorable Sheikh of ours, who was educated right here in the holy city of Qom, he is a shining beacon of inspiration of what we can accomplish out there if we are willing to make the sacrifices that need to be made. Another headline, and this is the second last headline, it is from RT again. It says that Microsoft lands a $21 billion contract to arm US soldiers with futuristic augmented reality headsets. Okay, it's not just about the military of America. No, we're talking about the system of America itself. And Microsoft is a very good example of what we mean when we say that the system is the great Satan. Another headline from Press TV, and this is the last headline that I'm going to be speaking about today, is that the US report raises alarm over Saudi royals' disappearance, but leaves MBS's name out. So what the US has basically done is they've created a report to say that, look, loads of Saudi officials have gone missing, but they conveniently left out the name of MBS. And we all know that MBS is actually behind it. A classic example of the US's hypocrisy. While they want to show that we care, so they write the report, they leave out the main ingredient and the most important point, which is that MBS was probably behind it. Brothers and sisters, let us all pray for the Faraj of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and I bid you all, I wait for Sayyid Shahriar. I'd like to also just very quickly say this. It is very hard to speak when you actually have the mic, when you actually have it and you're standing up here, you're sitting here, it's very difficult. So I would really like to hand it to Sayyid Shahriar. Honestly, he's doing such a good job at hosting these events, I'd like to say that. And to Sayyid Haider Hassanain as well, it was a beautiful recitation of the dua. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.